And we're back at Pella High School on Pella Veg Live with a very happy Abby Brand, one of our senior captains. We talked to you last week about a really fun win to get to this point, and now here you are, all your goals still in front of you. You get to go back to Coralville. How exciting is it, and how fun is it?
It's super exciting. I'm so excited to go back. It was kind of bittersweet last year the way we ended, so getting to go back and just show it again just means the world to our team.
Not the start you were hoping for. Waverly came out, played very well. 25-15, probably not the score that you would expect to see either. What was the conversation like between one and two, and what were the things you were able to adjust to get yourself right and back to where you wanted to be?
Yeah, we just talked about how we need to play our game. We need to just do what we know how to do, not let nerves or excitements or any emotions get in the way, and just go out there and play Pella volleyball, which we then did in set two.
How important was it that that was a bit of a dominant set two? Because I think it's one thing if you keep it close and they still feel like they're in it. There was a big run in the middle of that set that seemed to take the wind out of the Gohawks' sails a bit.
Yeah, that run was huge. It just helped us instill confidence back and then know that we can, in fact, win the next three, which is then what we did.
And then from there, really controlled the final three sets. What were the things you were doing better there that allowed you, even when they were getting a little run going, to kind of get out of it quickly?
We just remembered that we all love each other in the team. Like, it's such a team sport that we just really keyed into there. And we were just able to put the ball where we needed it to go without thinking and just do what we've done in practice.
And it feels like last year, obviously, there was something that felt kind of new about it, right? It was Norwalk was a familiar foe, but going to state, there was kind of that butterflies for one reason. Tonight was more like the expectations and the pressure. How do you think the girls were able to navigate that, especially after that first set? And what do you think prepared you to handle that pressure so well?
Yeah, I think we just needed to remember that that's what we came here to do, and just that's the game that we came out here to play. So that just helped us win that full game.
And then confidence-wise, that four set really felt like the pedal to the metal. It was kind of close there early. What were some of the keys, do you think, that allowed you to get from, I think it was 5-5, to all of a sudden having about a 6 or 7 point lead?
All we were thinking is just that we had to not let that fourth set go. We just had to keep going, so we were able to close that out and get a win.
Well, and the student section, by the way, did not respond when that score was up on the board. But, you know, how much do you think this was a lot about this senior class? Because, again, this is one that has gone through a lot in this program, right? Different coaches and some definite heartbreaks your first couple years in particular. How do you think those scars maybe helped you get through a game like tonight and have that confidence to know that you're ready to go to next week?
Yeah, that just let us know that this is what we wanted, this is what we came here to do, and it just really secured the fact that we wanted to go to state because of all of our adversity that we've gone through and just everything that we've had to do as a senior class, so winning this for us was really good.
Well, and based on all indications here, it looks like right now things are lining up where all the favorites have advanced so far. So if that's the case, a very, very familiar team awaits you, Norwalk, in the first round. Regardless of who it is, though, how excited are you to go into this tournament as the number three seed, to have those expectations, but to also make a little bit different than last year, right? Coming in as a bit of an underdog this year, you'll be one of the favorites.
Yeah, we're just super excited to show state what we have to in store this year. We feel a little bit more prepared since we've done it last year. So just coming out and playing our game.
And then from there, just how excited are you to have at least one more group game with especially this tight-knit senior class and this opportunity to wear the green and white one more time?
Yeah, I love playing with my girls. We're such a close team, and we all love each other so much. And that's just really how we were able to play and show what we do on the court. It's just through our love.
Abby Brand, one of the key players tonight and a senior captain for the Dutch. They're headed to state. Abby, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll see you next week
yes,
in Coralville.
Yes, thank you, Andrew.